Yes, you ought to be happy because today is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Yes, so Thanksgiving is coming. We ought to be happy. Yes, I want to say that welcome to Lenexa UMC. If you are visiting, feel welcome and feel in the presence of Jesus Christ. And please take a moment to record your presence and pass the pad to the person seated next to you or in front of you. Is there any other announcement to be made? Okay. If there isn't, let's rise up for call to worship.
Well, better be me. Good morning. My name is Carol Santagorski. I'm going to lead you in worship. Give thanks to the Lord.
We give thanks to the Lord with our whole heart.
Great are the works of the Lord. Full of honor and majesty is the work of God. Come and worship God with gladness and thanksgiving.
May we come before the Lord with glad and
generous hearts. All right, please join us in the hymn, Come You Thankful People Come, number 694, or on that screen. Please pass peace to your neighbor while the kids come and join Mary up front for children's meal.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
So great to see all of you. As we get ready for Thanksgiving, I'm going to read this book called The Fantastic Gifts of Fall. And I'm going to need your help. Throughout the book, I'm going to need you to help me with this line. Thank you, God, for autumn. Can I say that? Thank you, God, for autumn. All right, so you'll see it. It'll be at the end of each page. God created everything. Summer, autumn, winter, spring. See what autumn blessings bring. Thank you, God, for autumn. Call it fall, as some folks say. Autumn's here. Hip, hip, hooray. Frisky, brisky, sometimes gray. Thank you, God, for autumn. Geese fly in a crooked V. Ducks quack, quacking merrily. You made everything I see. Thank you, God, for autumn. Leaves change colors. Bye-bye, green. Reds and yellows on the scene. Pears and pumpkins, peachy keen. Thank you, God, for autumn. Autumn tree, my favorite nook. Curled up with my favorite book. Peaceful everywhere I look. Thank you, God, for autumn. Autumn harvest, smell the hay. Hay rides, the old-fashioned way. Squirrels and rabbits come to play. Thank you, God, for autumn. I taste blessings everywhere. Apple, peach, banana, pear. Homemade cookies baked with care. Thank you, God, for autumn. Leaves are falling. Catch a few. Brown instead of green like new. Crackly, crunchy neath my shoe. Thank you, God, for autumn. Horseback riding. Giddy up. Toss a stick. Go fetch it, pup. Cats go marching. Hop, hop, hop. Thank you, God, for autumn. Finally, it's Thanksgiving Day. Family come from miles away. Don't eat yet. It's time to pray. Thank you, God, for autumn. Thanks for family, old and new. Thanks for food and blessings, too. All good things come straight from you. Thank you, God, for autumn. Squirrels store acorns. It's a sign. You hide your nuts, I'll eat mine. Autumn gifts are mighty fine. Thank you, God, for autumn. Bye-bye, birdies leave the nest. Earth must take its beauty rest. Praise the Lord from east to west. Thank you, God, for autumn. Icy breeze is pretty numbing. Hear that wind? It sounds like drumming. Autumn's fading. Winter's coming. Thank you, God, for autumn. All right. Good job. That's such a great reminder that all of the amazing gifts in our lives come as gifts from God. So what are you guys thankful for this week? What are you thankful for, Nolan? For food? Yeah, I'm thankful for the food that God provides us, too.
Okay. Chicken
nuggets. Chicken nuggets,
good. My family.
My family. I'm thankful for my family, too. Mason?
Warmth.
Warmth, absolutely. When it gets cold outside, I'm thankful that I have a warm house.
Friends.
We have great gifts from God and our friends. Friends, too. Anyone else? Caleb?
Everything.
That's such a great spirit of thankfulness.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah. And friends. Anyone else? Candy, do you have one? All right. Well, as we go into Thanksgiving and we think about all of those amazing things we're thankful for, let's remember that they are all gifts from God. Let's pray. Repeat after me.
Dear God,
thank you for loving us.
And for all of the amazing gifts
you have given us. Amen.
Mary, for sharing that message of thanksgiving. And when she asked the children, what are you thankful for this week? And what came to my mind is what I want to highlight here. I am thankful to you as a congregation, and especially I'm thankful for the blessings of your giving to this church this year, although we are behind the budget. In order to meet our goals, including 100% of our mission share, we need approximately 75,000 by December 31st. Again, thank you for helping us fund all of the ministries supported by our budget. And I need your prayers. After Thanksgiving, I'll go to Kenya for 2.5 weeks. So please include me in your prayers. So I don't see anything else here. If you have unspoken prayer concern or celebration, I would like to give you a moment of silent prayer to talk to God about that. Dearly Heavenly Father, it is with humble hearts that we come to say thank you for all the many ways you have blessed each one of us. Lord, just saying thank you doesn't seem to be enough for the many times you have shown us your love and kindness in many ways. Thank you for showing us love through Jesus Christ. Thank you for showing us love through our fellow believers, through those who volunteer here to do different things. Thank you for those who volunteer to sing in the church. Thank you for those who volunteer to mow the lawn, to clean the church, to teach Sunday school, to sit in a committee. Thank you for those who do repairs in the church. Lord, thank you for those who do the cooking. Thank you for those who answer phone calls, for those who do paperwork. Thank you for those who even sharpen the pencils. Lord, we thank you even for those who have been ushering, those who have been leading worship. Lord Jesus, we cannot thank you enough. Thank you because you know what is in our hearts even before we bring them to you. Thank you because your love and care you give us each day. Thank you for the 5 common senses that we have. Thank you for the gift of life, gift of salvation. Thank you for everything that you have given us because of your love. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ to show your love for us. Lord, we want to remember those who are traveling, those who have traveled to join their families, those who are traveling next week to join their families. For Thanksgiving, we pray for traveling mercies upon them, and we pray that you bring them back to us when they are coming back, bring them safely. Lord, we want to lift up also those who are not with us today. We want to pray for those who are not feeling well. We pray that you bring restoration to them. Lord, we want to pray also for this worship service. We pray that you come in thy fullness and move in a mighty way. We resist the spirit of destruction, the spirit who takes away our minds from listening to you. We pray against it in Jesus' name. Be with us, Lord, as we worship you now. Bless every part of this service, for I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So our community prayer is a responsive reading, and I'm going to lead. For all of our five senses that perceive creation around us, for the treasure of loved ones who encourage us to be who we are, for the eyes of faith, for seeing and believing in the presence of God, for the messengers of God, people, events, written and spoken word that came to us at just the right time and helped us to grow, for God calling us to work with our gifts, grateful that we can be of service to others. That we have the basic necessities of life and the means and the ability to hear the cries of the poor and respond to them. Amen. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory and forever. Amen. Thank you.
Level with him. Paul's letter to the Colossians applies to you and to me. You can be so very thankful for what the Lord has done in your life, but there is so much more. You can find the knowledge of God's will for your life. You can live a life worthy of the Lord. You can please him in every way. You can do this if you focus on Jesus and are obedient to him. It's all about Christ. The scripture lessons today are Psalm 103, 1 to 6. Thanksgiving for God's goodness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. And then Colossians 1, 1 to 14. The salutation says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. Paul thanks God for the Colossians. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid out for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word and of the truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you heard from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Glory for reading the word of God today and being the worship leader, lectern for today. Now, I have to apologize to the choir here because there's no screen up front today. So if you see me looking at this direction, don't think that I'm preaching to you more than these people. Yes, today we will focus on the theme of Thanksgiving. Let's say a prayer before we continue. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for bringing us up to this far. Thank you for the music that we have sung. Thank you for the word that has been read before each one of us. Lord, as we go into the searching of the scripture, I pray that you bless this word. Every word that proceeds out of my lips, I pray that it will be understandable and it will bring blessing to each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, what do you think of when you think of Thanksgiving? Food? Family? Football? For some, Thanksgiving Day is all about food, football, family, long weekend. For some, Thanksgiving represents history, pilgrims and the Indians. For some, it represents Black Friday. By the show of hand, how many of you have been to Black Friday shopping? I know some of you do not want to admit. But I know you have been. I have been there once. It was the first and the last. And when I was there, I noticed it is like a passage of rite in this country. It is something you kind of go once in lifetime. Probably some go twice. So if you haven't tried, you can try. But I have to tell you, it can be messy. You have to be careful. And it is too cold, too. But for those of us who profess to follow Jesus Christ, Thanksgiving Day is not just a time for football, food, family, Black Friday shopping. It is not just a holiday every fourth Thursday of November. It is not even limited to a day at all. For God's people, every day ought to be Thanksgiving Day. I have to tell you this. One day, a teacher ask her students to list what they thought was the seven wonders of the world. And each of them raised their hands. Some say the Egyptian pyramids. Others say Grand Canyons. Others say China Great Wall. Others say elephants, others say giraffes. And there was this little girl who did not raise her hand. She didn't say anything at all. And the teacher asked her, "You don't have anything that you can say about seven wonders of the world?" And She said that she could not make up her mind. She could not make up her mind because there were too many. And the teacher encouraged her to say even a few. And the young girl said that, "I think the seven wonders of the world is to see, to hear, to love, to touch, to love." And everybody was surprised because they were not thinking of those things. Even me, I was not thinking of that until I read that book and I saw that. Some of the things, you know, we can take for granted. Even the free air that we breathe. There is five common senses. So I have to tell you that we have so much that grace our lives on a daily basis, but probably we take them for granted. So I think King David has the right idea when he preached to himself in Psalm 103. And I'm going to read verse 1 to 2, where it says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Yes, most of the scholars think that the book of Psalm was written by King David. And for your information, Psalm is a song. It is a song that was sung by King David. Notice that David reminds himself of all that God has done as he praises him. And I think he's reminding us also of the following. Praise the Lord and count your blessings. Yes, praise the Lord and count your blessings. Do not forget his benefits. This prayer of David, and also a song, it is a prayer of nothing but pure praise to God. There is no supplication here, no complaint, no request, and no petition in this prayer. David was so overwhelmed with God's blessing that he could give a pure praise to God. We are not told the circumstances in which David wrote this song, but it is not difficult to imagine he had gone through oppression. As the scripture says in verse 6 of that passage, it talks about oppression because King David is praising God because he is God of the oppressed, for those who are not getting justice. So King David might have been going through that, going through challenges, being oppressed. So looking at his life, he counted his blessings instead of complaining about his problem. He gave a pure thanksgiving, just like an innocent child. You know, an innocent child, when he praises God, he praises with pure heart. When he prays, or she prays, she does with a pure heart, a pure thanksgiving, right? How many of you have heard, you know, a little kid pray? Yes, most of us. I was reading a book about children's prayer, you know, talking to God, even asking questions of God. And I read about this little boy's prayer during the Thanksgiving meal. His mom invited some people for Thanksgiving dinner. And when they were ready for the dinner, the mother asked this little boy, "Would you mind saying a blessing for this food?" And the little boy said that, "I do not know the words." And the mother told him, "Just say what you normally hear mommy saying." And the boy started praying, "Lord, why on earth did I invite all these people? Lord, multiply this food." Amen. That was a sincere prayer from that boy. He didn't know otherwise. He knew, but his mom has been complaining. She probably felt embarrassed. So, you are probably going to be the one hosting Thanksgiving dinner for your family members. Do not complain. Do not complain to God about your family members, about your friends. Remember what King David did. He gave a pure thanksgiving to God in everything, even during time of oppression, during difficult time. So out of his heart came a prayer of praise. If you ever have a problem, remember what King David did in Psalm 103. He gave a pure thanksgiving prayer. You know, as I read this scripture, I can imagine, I can see King David being full of emotion and passion in praising God with all his heart. He would probably have a difficult time in some of our churches today in the way he could praise God. King David was an ancient Hebrew musician who could sing with a feeling and conviction and with all his energy. So these words that we see in Psalm 103 were a joyous song of praise to the Lord from King David. They were full of life and energy. They were part of his thanksgiving to God. Let's also hear about thanksgiving from Apostle Paul. And this leads us to the second, where Apostle Paul said, "Praise the Lord and give him thanks. Let's hear from chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, where it says, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel." Yes, Apostle Paul reminds us that thanksgiving needs to be a major part of every prayer. King David did it. Jesus did it. So did Paul. Interestingly, the word thanks used here comes from the Greek word that is translated as Eucharist. The exact same Eucharist we use in reverence to our Lord's Supper. So basically, our Holy Communion is a time of thankfulness for what Jesus did for us on the cross. Amen? Now, Apostle Paul never visited Colossians people. Yet what he heard about the believers there made his heart to rejoice. And so should we. When we hear something good about someone, then pray for them and praise God because of them. They are the children of God. So when writing a letter in ancient time, after opening salutation, it was normal to add a few words of thank you. Apostle Paul, too, liked to start. And that is the next slide. So, yes, Apostle 2, there, like to start with thanksgiving word. First 3 says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe the word we probably refers to Apostle Paul and Timothy. Interestingly, it is not featured here, but I believe Paul and Timothy are directing thanks where it should be directed to. It is God the Father of Jesus Christ whom we should give thanks, and not ourselves or anybody else. Not even these people of Colossians, as you can see from this book. Paul was not giving thanks to them. Paul and Timothy did not give thanks to themselves, even though they had played a role in witnessing to these people. But they praised God because God was the right person to receive thanks. Credit had to go to God. So why do Apostle Paul and Timothy give thanks to God for the Colossians people? Why? Let's see verse 4. It says, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all saints. Verse 5, the faith and love that springs from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven. Aha. There are 3 very important words in these verses here. And that is faith, love, and hope. Yes, we are all familiar with these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, where it says, and now these 3 remains, faith, hope, and love. So those words are related. They are all one. So Apostle Paul and Timothy, they may have summed up all these as an essence of the Christian life, to show what Christian life is all about. So this could have been a common way of describing this Christian life in the early church. If you have faith, hope, and love, then you are a Christian. So what does this imply? I believe it implies that faith and love are all one. They are connected. And it describes a life of a Christian. And that means a believer's hope in what God will do in the future leads to a greater faith in God and a deepening love for other believers. And that is what made Apostle Paul and Timothy to give thanks to God for the Colossians people. So let me close by saying this, and that is the next slide. The book of Psalms and Paul's letter to the Colossians applies to you and me. You can be so very thankful for what the Lord has done in your life, despite the losses, despite the difficult challenges you have faced this year, despite oppression you might have experienced this year. Perhaps you might sit around the dinner table on Thursday and you are like, what can we thank God for this year? Celebrating Thanksgiving this year might be very hard for some of you. Maybe you are too far away from your family. You might have suffered losses this year. You might have had all kinds of challenges, health issues. But let me tell you something. Mature Christians can see the love of God in everything that God has given us. The air we breathe is a gift from God. The cool weather that we have is a gift from God. The five common senses that we have are gifts from God. Yes, every moment of existence is a gift of grace from God. You wake up in the morning alive, it's a gift from God. You should thank God. I have to tell you this, and then I close. A number of women were surveyed as to what they were thankful for. And they said, for teenagers, because they give parents an opportunity to learn a second language. For husbands who do repairs around the house. For children who put away their things and clean up after themselves. So, ladies who are here today, what are you thankful for? Fathers who are here, and all the men who are here, what are you thankful for? Children who are here, what are you thankful for? I don't need an answer for that right now. But you can give an answer at your dinner table on Thursday. Amen. Thank you. Yeah. So as we continue to worship God in our tithes and offerings, may the ushers come forward. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for bringing us up to this far. Thank you for the message you have brought to us today. Thank you for every blessing that you give us every day. Lord, we want to thank you also for the gift we were able to bring before you today. We pray that you bless it and multiply it for the extension of your kingdom. We want to thank you also for the gift of family. And Lord, for as we get together next week with family, we pray for traveling masses. We pray for every blessing upon each one of us. Lord Jesus, watch over us until we bring us together again. For we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. And now receive the benediction. Go forth into the world and remember to be thankful to God for his love endures forever. You may go in peace and may the peace of Jesus Christ go with each one of you. And I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Amen.